Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. In Venezuela, at least two people have been killed and five arrested in an operation to capture a renegade police pilot. Oscar Perez had been on the run since launching an attack on government buildings during mass protests last year. He used a stolen helicopter to throw grenades. It's not yet known what has happened to him. This report from Katie Watson.
The government had been on the hunt for Oscar Perez for months after the surreal events of last year that portrayed the former helicopter pilot as some sort of superhero figure who claimed he was fighting a tyrannical government. The Maduro administration had called him a terrorist. Videos of Mr. Perez started to appear early on Monday morning on Instagram. With a bloody face, he told viewers that he was surrounded by authorities and they were shooting at him with grenade launchers. By mid-morning, though, the videos stopped being uploaded. A clue, perhaps, that the operation had ended.
Turkish artillery has continued to shell Kurdish positions in northern Syria amid mounting tensions in the region. Turkey has fiercely criticised US plans to establish a new 30,000-strong force made up of American-backed militias. President Erdogan vowed to destroy it because it will contain a large contingent of Kurdish fighters whom Turkey regards as terrorists.
Şimdi artık Amerika...
Now the United States has confessed that they are forming a terror army along our border. What we have to do is to strangle this terror army on our borders before it is born. A country that we call our ally insists on forming a terror army along our border despite all our objections, warnings and well-meant advice.
The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, has also said he'll crush any new force and drive all US troops from the country. The Romanian Prime Minister, Mihai Tudose, has resigned after the Social Democratic Party overwhelmingly withdrew their support for him. He'd been in office only 7 months and is the second prime minister to quit in the space of a year. Reports say he'd fallen out with a powerful party. World News from the BBC.